from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. We're bridging the gap between what happens on the field and what happens in the front office. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk more about new Giants general manager Scott Harris, who was introduced at Oracle Park yesterday. They talked about the managerial search and how that is expected to resolve this week. And we gained some insights into Scott Harris, his thinking about the Giants, his strategy for dealing with Oracle Park. So just a lot to talk about, and we'll jump right in. I guess the first thing to discuss is the fact that the Giants did not announce a managerial hire yesterday, which for the second time I anticipated that would happen, and it did not. But Farhan Zaidi did say that he expects the Giants to make that decision at some point this week. And then we heard some interesting reports about how the Giants actually met again with Gabe Kapler yesterday. And so this prompted Alex Pavlovich to write a story about how he's actually seen now as the favorite for the job. But actually, I don't know if I would make that connection there, because Henry Schulman of the San Francisco Chronicle reported that Scott Harris, the new Giants general manager, was involved in the interview process with the Cubs when they interviewed Joe Espada and Matt Quatraro. And to my knowledge, this is breaking news that the Cubs even interviewed Matt Quatraro, because, you know, looking at reports, we never saw anything about him interviewing there, or at least I was not able to find any. But Schulman also reported that he was not involved, Scott Harris was not involved in the Cubs' interview of Gabe Kapler, who they were reported to have interviewed. So the speculation or even report from Schulman was that the reason the Giants, which certainly included Scott Harris yesterday, interviewed Gabe Kapler yesterday was because they wanted him to have a chance to interview and be present for an interview with Gabe Kapler, like he was present in Chicago for the interviews with Joe Espada and Quatraro. So that story seems to make sense. And the fact that the Giants are reported to expect to make a decision, quote, very soon, and the fact that this is the GM meetings now going on in Arizona, so the Giants probably aren't going to be able to just hang out at Oracle Park and continue to interview these candidates, I would expect that a decision has to be made. Probably by today, they're going to make a decision whether or not the news leaks out about who they've selected and whether or not they want to announce it today remains to be seen. But it just seems like, you know, at least one of Farhan Zaidi and or Scott Harris is going to have to be at the GM meetings. So time has run out for interviewing these candidates. I guess they could continue to do it after the GM meetings, but Zaidi said they fully expect to have a decision this week. You know, I was really thinking it was going to be Joe Espada, but this report by Pavlovich that Gabe Kapler might be seen as the front runner now really is surprising to me. But then again, just a few days ago, we were hearing that Espada is the front runner. Not hearing a lot about Quatraro and his standing in the race. Pavlovich pointed out that Espada and Kapler appear to have separated themselves in this final group of three, and that each person has a lot of support in the organization from different people. So there's a group in Kapler's favor, and there seems to be a group in Espada's favor as well. And I guess it just remains to be seen which direction they're going to go. Worth pointing out again that the fans seem to be very much against the idea of the Giants hiring Gabe Kapler. So that's why I would be surprised if they hired him, because I can't see a good reason why they would want to have this negative press reaction that would almost certainly come out. And not just press reaction, but fan reaction. Maybe they don't think that the people online who are commenting about this represent their fan base as a whole. But it just seems like every Giants fan wants them to hire Joe Espada. and not Gabe Kapler. So that I'm not going to say that that's going to be the thing that makes them make their decision, but certainly they must be aware of that. And that's why it would surprise me if they elected to go with Kapler, if they consider it a close race. Something else to point out is that Joe Espada interviewed with the Cubs when Scott Harris was the assistant GM, of course, and that he reportedly blew the Cubs away in this interview process, and that he was a finalist for the job that ultimately went to David Ross. And the fact that Harris reportedly was not even involved in the interview process with Kapler tells me that it might have been a very preliminary interview, perhaps even a phone interview, and they decided not to hire him early in the process. Because if he was a finalist or got late into the process, you would think that someone as important as an assistant GM would have been present. So that tells me, perhaps, that Harris, you know, if he has his say, probably is more in favor of Espada over Kapler. But of course, we don't know until we know. So anyway, that took up the entire first half of the show talking about the managerial search. But in the second half, I want to talk about some of the lines from Scott Harris here in his press conference and from an interview he did on KNBR shortly thereafter. So we'll dive into those comments next, but first... Okay, as promised, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk about just kind of our impressions of Scott Harris from this introductory press conference. It was a lighthearted mood. Farhan Zaidi had a proud smile on his face as he listened to Scott Harris address the media. He made jokes about going on vacation after the press conference. Man, Farhan Zaidi has done so much work and has, as we said yesterday, been like the face of the new transforming Giants and has had so many responsibilities put on his plate. And he just looked very relieved to have Scott Harris in place and they can now share the load. And they talked about the importance of it not being a vertical management structure where Harris is firmly below Zaidi and they want it to be more of a flat relationship where they're each having latitude to, you know, not have clearly defined responsibilities and be able to at times just share each other's workload and at times have someone run the day-to-day while somebody looks into more bigger picture stuff. So I thought that was interesting. They both said that they expressed that desire to each other during the interview process. And that's how Zaidi's relationship was with Andrew Friedman in LA. And that's how Harris's relationship was with Jed Hoyer and Theo Epstein in Chicago. They want the definitions of their roles to be nebulous. Something else Scott Harris said that was interesting was that, you know, they asked him about impressions of the Giants from afar. And he basically just said that, well, his impression of the Giants in the last 12 months since Farhan Zaidi took over was that he was very impressed and they were able to cobble together some impressive depth in just a year. And that's certainly true. And the improvement of their minor league system as well. So we have a quote here from Alex Pavlovich in an article for NBC Sports Bay Area. He says, quote, part of the job in Chicago was tracking minor leaguers for other teams. And Harris said he noticed how some Giants prospects took huge leaps in their development in the first season under a new regime. He noted that the Cubs had interest in several prospects the Giants acquired at the deadline and pointed to one transaction that caught his eye. So here's a quote from Harris. Quote, we had a very busy final moments before the deadline. I remember going back to my office once the dust settled and trying to get up to speed on what happened around the industry. One of the trades I was struck by was the Mark Melanson one. I thought Zaidi did an excellent job. So now back to Pavlovich, who says, Zaidi shocked many in the industry by getting out from under the final year of Melanson's massive contract and acquiring a decent pitching prospect, he's talking about Tristan Beck, in the process. That's the kind of move the Giants will need to replicate over and over again. But Harris has seen it done before. Really interesting, too, that's the end of the quote, by the way, that Harris talked about how in Chicago, the transformation happened fast. They went from a bad team, a team that was losing close to 100 games, took a little bit of a step forward, and then all of a sudden they were a 95-plus win team consistently. So it's funny, a lot of fans want to talk about, oh, the Giants need to rebuild. There was that piece in The Athletic, how the goal in 2020 should be a top five draft pick, which I just couldn't disagree with more. And clearly Scott Harris and Farhan Zaidi are on the same page where the goal is to win. And no, you're not going to sacrifice your future for one winning season. The goal is to win sustainably. But I think the Giants are closer than people give them credit for. like Harris says, they had a big jump in some of their top prospects. They've got money coming off the books soon, and even this year they have added financial flexibility, and they're way under the luxury tax threshold. So these guys are going to try to put, I think 2020 will just be another step forward, and then in 2021, I wouldn't be shocked at all if they're already starting to be a competitive team. It could happen as soon as 2020. It's actually possible that that could happen. They were close to competing this year. I mean, they had a really strong run there in the middle of the season. So the last thing I want to talk about, we could go on and on about this press conference. It was very eye-opening. But Scott Harris did a radio interview on KNBR with Greg Papa and John Lund. And they talked about several topics, but the one that really caught my interest, they asked him about the ballpark. They asked about the new dimensions of the field. But his answer, Scott Harris's answer, was a little bit unexpected and interesting. So he says, and this is a kind of long quote, just to warn you. One of the things I was really excited about this opportunity is the opportunity to work in a traditionally extreme ballpark. This ballpark has, over the years, played as a pretty extreme pitcher's park. I will say in Chicago, one of our challenges was that Wrigley was extreme, but it was extreme in an unpredictable way. You couldn't tailor a team to that ballpark as intentionally as you can here because it would play extremely different depending on the wind. So some days we'd have to prioritize small ball pitching and defense, and some days we would have to prioritize power and lifting the ball in the air and taking advantage of the elements at Wrigley Field. I think this park plays more consistently and more predictably, and I think there's a real potential to create a competitive advantage 81 times a year where your team is better tailored to this ballpark than your opponent in the other dugout, and that presents a great opportunity here, and I know Farhan shares that vision, and so we need to construct a team accordingly to give us the best chance of having a true home field advantage. So I just thought that was an incredibly smart answer and one that suggests positive things coming in the future for the Giants, because these guys know what they're doing and they're talking about tailoring a team to the ballpark. And what that can mean, first of all, is, you know, perhaps having elite defense in the outfield because there's so much ground to cover. Perhaps having, you know, home run hitters who hit their home runs down the lines, not guys who hit the balls into the gaps in the air, because those balls so often don't go for homers at Oracle Park. But if you can hit them right down the lines and you can find hitters who hit their home runs in certain areas, and you can target those guys. And then in any given game, you know, whether that's the only, you know, there's obviously more that goes into it. You know, certain types of pitchers are going to play better here, but you can tailor your team to the ballpark and it's consistent and consistently extreme. You can have an advantage over your opponent half of your games in an entire season. So it's incredible that he's already thinking about that. And that was one of the things he was excited about when, you know, Farhan Zaidi presented him with the opportunity to come be the GM here. So anyway, we'll continue to talk about Scott Harris undoubtedly as we go through the week. Again, I would expect a managerial hire today, but I've been wrong twice before, so take it with a grain of salt. But of course, this conversation will continue tomorrow and all throughout the week and into the offseason. We'll just have plenty of time to break this down as the Giants continue to go through massive transformations. Remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter, at Ben Caspick with 2 K's. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you next time.